Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. The SITREP was generated on Friday, the 15th of May 2026 at 9:17 Israel time, 6:17 UTC. IDF soldier killed in Lebanon as Trump warns Iran decimation will continue, May 15th, 06:17 UTC, 0917 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, the Lebanon front has claimed another Israeli soldier. Staff Sergeant Negef Dagan, 20 years old, of the Golani Brigade, was killed by Hezbollah mortar fire in southern Lebanon overnight. Hezbollah also fired rockets at the Lower Galilee and the Kiryat Shmona area. In Beijing, President Trump met Xi Jinping and warned that the decimation of Iran's military will continue, saying his patience with Tehran is running out. The two leaders discussed reopening the Strait of Hormuz, but reached no firm deal. Meanwhile, the head of US Central Command told Congress that Iran's military is severely degraded but still able to strike. And Prime Minister Netanyahu said Israel now holds 60% of Gaza territory. Communities near the Lebanon border remain under heightened alert due to the ongoing rocket fire. Now turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the Trump-XC summit dominated the picture. Trump said the two leaders feel very similar on reopening the strait, though The Guardian reported that an accord on Iran proved elusive, with many in Beijing believing the crisis is not China's responsibility. Trump separately claimed the US will get Iran's uranium, but needs it for public relations. Admiral Brad Cooper of CENTCOM told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the US-Israeli campaign has set Iran's defense industry back by 90% and destroyed over 90% of Iran's inventory of roughly 8,000 naval mines. He said it would take a generation for Iran's navy to be rebuilt, but cautioned that the IRGC remains a major force and Iran still has the ability to strike in the region. On the diplomatic front, Foreign Minister Abbas Araki met Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi to discuss the war and regional security. Araki also emphasized that expanding ties with Iraq is a top priority for Iran. And the FBI announced a $200,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of Monica Witt, a former U.S. Air Force intelligence specialist indicted in 2019 for defecting to Iran and providing classified information. In Lebanon, beyond the soldier's death, the rocket attacks continued. A barrage aimed at Kiryat Shmona saw some rockets intercepted and others fall in open areas. Later, a rocket launched at the Lower Galilee triggered sirens in Masad and Ailabun and was intercepted. The IDF called both attacks blatant violations of the ceasefire. Israel carried out a heavy airstrike on Qusaiba and destroyed a building housing the municipality center in Nabatia al-Faqwa, and issued an urgent evacuation warning for several villages on the outskirts of Tyre ahead of further strikes. Hezbollah claimed to have destroyed two IDF-D9 bulldozers with explosive devices between Arshaf and Hatifa, and said an Israeli airstrike on one of the bulldozers caused it to burn completely. The group also claimed to have detonated an explosive device against an Israeli force near Tebe. A third round of direct talks between Israel and Lebanon took place in Washington, described by a State Department official as productive and positive. The talks are set to reconvene Friday, with the current ceasefire expiring on May 31st. Moving to Gaza, Prime Minister Netanyahu, speaking at a Jerusalem Day event, said Israel is currently holding 60% of Gaza territory, more than was envisioned under the US-brokered ceasefire. A new activist flotilla, the Global Sumud Flotilla, departed from Turkey carrying activists and humanitarian aid for Gaza weeks after Israel intercepted a previous convoy. Over 50 vessels with 500 activists are heading to the Strip, and Israel is preparing for interception. Separately, Saif Abu Keshek, a flotilla activist recently released from Israeli detention, told Haaretz that he witnessed and endured abuse and called on Israelis to end the genocide. In the West Bank, during a counter-terrorism operation in Al-Luban Asharqiya, IDF soldiers identified three terrorists hurling rocks at Israeli vehicles. The soldiers opened fire, killing one masked terrorist and wounding another. A pursuit of the remaining suspects was launched, and Israeli forces raided a home in Nablus and detained Sheikh Mar al-Karaz, a former detainee. On the multilateral track, the Trump XE summit also covered trade, with Trump saying Xi offered to help broker an Iran deal. The White House said the two leaders concurred on the need to reopen Hormuz. Pakistan has opened overland trade corridors with Iran, allowing Tehran to import goods despite the US blockade. Moving to the analysis first, the trend. The Lebanon front is accelerating. Over the past 7 days, Hezbollah has escalated from sporadic drone and anti-tank attacks to daily rocket barrages and now the killing of an Israeli soldier. The intensity has shifted from tit for tat to a more sustained exchange. The IDF's response, evacuation warnings, and heavy airstrikes on Tyre outskirts indicates a widening operational scope. The diplomatic track in Washington has not dampened the kinetic tempo. Violence is increasing alongside talks. On the information environment, the IDF is framing Hezbollah's attacks as blatant violations of the ceasefire, emphasizing the death of a soldier to justify continued strikes. Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of successful resistance, claiming destruction of IDF bulldozers and ambushes. The gap between reporting and evidence is stark on the Iranian front. CENTCOM's 90% degradation claim is undercut by its own caveat that the IRGC remains a major force. Iranian media ignores the degradation narrative entirely, focusing on diplomatic outreach to India. And the synthesis, the simultaneous escalation in Lebanon and Trump's maximalist rhetoric in Beijing are not coincidental. They reflect a coordinated US-Israeli effort to degrade Iran's proxy network while keeping diplomatic channels open as a pressure valve. The killing of an Israeli soldier provides Israel with domestic cover to expand operations in Lebanon, even as talks continue, a pattern seen in prior Gaza ceasefires. A counter reading is that Hezbollah is acting independently to improve its negotiating position, and the US is genuinely seeking de-escalation. However, Trump's explicit threat to continued decimation and the IDF's evacuation warning suggest Washington and Jerusalem are aligned on using force to shape the diplomatic outcome, not merely responding to Hezbollah provocations. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for any Iranian military cargo flights, particularly IRGC-affiliated Puya Air, departing Tehran Mehrabad for Damascus or Beirut between the 15th and 17th of May to assess resupply tempo. Review Sentinel, 1 SAR imagery of Bandar Abbas Naval Base for changes in vessel dispersal or mine laying activity following CENTCOM's mine destruction claims. And monitor the Telegram channel Sabarin News for posting cadence and content on IRGC retaliation threats. A spike in frequency or specificity could signal imminent action, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch at least one more rocket barrage at northern Israel, causing no fatalities but triggering IDF retaliatory strikes on southern Lebanon. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the 18th of May with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. And by the 17th, the Washington talks will produce a joint statement reaffirming commitment to the ceasefire, but no substantive agreement on border demarcation. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 24 hours, an IDF airstrike on a Hezbollah commander in Tyre will kill a senior figure, prompting Hezbollah to launch a guided missile at Haifa with low confidence. By the 18th of May, Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz, temporarily closing the strait to commercial traffic for less than 12 hours with low confidence. And within 72 hours, a US Navy vessel will intercept an Iranian fast attack craft attempting to mine the Strait of Hormuz, resulting in a brief exchange of fire with low confidence. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rose Hill, signing off from Jerusalem.